and then Cuba.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, we'd like to thank the friends of the chair for the document presented. We have also taken note of the working papers which have been submitted by the United States and by Kazakhstan. We consider that these working papers include some excellent elements that could be used as a sound basis going forwards. On the basis of the mandate that has been entrusted to this working group by the Ninth Review Conference, strengthening the institutional side of the convention is something that is of the utmost importance, because, regrettably, this convention predates many other conventions in other fields, but its institutional framework still does not allow for guarantees of full implementation. Therefore, we believe it is important to strive towards establishing some kind of international agency, as the IAEA is or the OPCW. Those organizations present, to our mind, many organizational components from which we could draw inspiration. Of course, we'd have to bear in mind the specificities of the BWC. It is also important for us that this organization that we're going to create will be able to coordinate action on all of the provisions of the convention, be it compliance and verification, or assistance to states parties, or national implementation mechanisms. And the organization should also ensure that there is a verification and compliance mechanism. It's therefore important for this organization to play the role of a coordinator, because when we look at the mechanism that's been proposed for international cooperation and assistance, and the mechanism on science and or the scientific and technological advisory mechanism, we have two independent mechanisms. They're independent from each other, and I think we need an overarching framework that ensures smooth coordination between those two mechanisms so as to avoid any unnecessary overlap. Therefore, we think it is very important to create an organization or an agency, whatever it ends up being called. But what matters here is that we create such a body while naturally taking into account the concerns expressed by member states regarding the financial cost. Regarding the financial costs, there will, of course, be implications for states' parties. In fact, I'd like to thank the Implementation Support Unit for its efforts. But in the near future, if we can agree to the establishment of those mechanisms and this organization or agency, then I think it would be very important to also establish a technical secretariat, because the nature of our work is such that the ISU would not be able to perform all those tasks in the future. So once again, thank you to the ISU and to everyone.
Now I have...